Dodgers and Padres series finale at Petco Park, Military Appreciation Day in San Diego. We pick up the action top four, Justin Turner facing Yolis Chacin.
Trying to pick up Granderson at second base, fly ball, left center field. That's going to go a long way, and it's going to drop onto the warning track and bounce over the fence. Granderson will score a ground rule double. And Justin Turner gives the Dodgers the lead with a double, and for Turner, his 62nd run batted in. High bar, switch hitter, slightly open stance. Caesar dancing off at second. First pitch, fly ball, hit well left field. Going back is Granderson. He's hit the wall. It is gone. First pitch home run by Eric Ibar, his 7th of the season, and the Padres take the lead again. If that had been a swing and a miss, it'd have been traction. Well, he has a big swing, and he just hit a big, big fly ball that lands in the second deck. Well, if you're going to let Perella swing from his heels, that's exactly what he's going to continue to do. The second home run of the afternoon by Alex Wood for Perella, his 10th of the season. And the Padres just keep swinging harder and harder and harder. It's 4-2 San Diego. Well, Castillo, who made his Major League debut with the Dodgers last night, pressed into action here, and he's facing bases loaded. There's a ground ball. Base hit through the left side. One run is in. Here comes the second run on a two-run single by Myers. So he'd only had one hit against the Dodgers all season long here in his home ballpark. Well, that's his third of the afternoon. And it's now 6-3 San Diego, and 3-1 pitch. Bellinger, fly ball, and he got all of it. And with Cody Bellinger, it is gone. And Bellinger, a significant home run. That is his 36th. He had been tied with Mike Piazza, who in 1993 as a rookie hit 35 home runs. Bellinger with 36. And that passes Piazza.
The Padres take 3 of 4 from the Dodgers, winning 6-4 on Sunday. Yolis Chacin struck out 8, turned in 7 quality innings of work during his 12th win of the year. Cody Bellinger slugged his 36th homer. That set a new Dodgers single-season rookie record. Here's Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts after the loss.
Didn't get the ball down, and there were some times that the breaking ball just didn't get to the bottom of the zone. The changeup was up, and even when he was trying to go in on the right-hander, just couldn't get it, stick it in there. So, you know, these guys are aggressive, and when you make mistakes, just like, you know, most major league hitters, up and out over, you're going to be in trouble. And so, so he wasn't as sharp as he would like, but I think the credit to him is to get us through 6 innings and to want to take the ball for that 6th inning and to save the bullpen a little bit. I think that it's more of the rust, and his side sessions have been good. He was very encouraged. But when you get the adrenaline and you get out there and you go compete, you know, not everyone's going to be like Clayton where you can – there's no rust. So I think he was a little bit rusty, but I think, you know, the next time you go get out there, he'll be considerably better.
Both teams back in action Monday. The Dodgers welcome the red-hot D-backs to L.A. while the Padres host the Cardinals.